Let me do this.
You are live, Crunch. Oh,
well, good, because I have shit to say.
Do you? Do you like, really? So I've heard.
I mean.
All right. So
it's not important. No one cares what I think, because
no
who cares what
cares.
I think?
No one cares. No one cares what any of us thinks. And this is Stool.
And this is Crunch.
Right. And we're going to try something a little bit different that we might end up doing more often than we'd like.
Just because it's all like this.
You're right. It's basically
just
brain
a lot
farts.
Of stuff. It's a one rage fart. Just
yep,
one.
Yep. It's one rage fart. It's when we are feeling very passionate about something and we just mm-hmm. have to let it out, rant, and let all of you smell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
yeah,
as you know.
Up to you.
As you know, we're posting bi-weekly, so smash the living fuck out of that subscribe button, because this mm-hmm. season's freaking amazing, and it's on Anchor, and it's on Spotify, and it's on iHeartRadio, and fucking everywhere.
Google Podcasts everywhere.
Yes, it is.
And we're everywhere. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere.
That is very true. All right, yeah. Crunch, you have a rage fart to let out. Please.
I do.
Please.
All right. So I'd like to talk about the second season of Umbrella Academy because we need to talk about this.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
So who didn't love the first season? Fucking amazing.
It was amazing. Yeah.
It was really good. It was done okay. Well. The actors are fucking fantabulous. Five is, I'm like blown away. His fucking acting is crazy.
Oh, I know. This guy's amazing.
What the hell? He's like 17 or some shit.
Yeah. No, he's 5.
Well, yeah.
Horrible.
All right.
Yes.
So I'm going to go my rant. I'm just going to go by number.
Okay. Okay. Let's do it.
And before everything, the one thing I will say is if you look at the actor that plays Pogo and they didn't put a lot of makeup, that's all I'm going to say.
Wait, Pogo, the
Pogo, the monkey.
The monkey. There wasn't makeup.
The
ape. It was CG.
No.
What are you talking about? Oh, this is gonna be embarrassing.
I think you should look him up.
No, so you have a mocap actor, but Pogo is CG made.
I'm sure he is, but also look at the actor, and I was like, oh, so maybe they just stuck his face on the CG. Like it's the same face.
Okay, all right. Let's get into
he's
it.
He's so cute. Okay, anyway, right. That's it. So a lot of good stuff about the second season. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I was captivated the whole time. I was like, what's going to happen next? Fun filled, all that shit. But
And you were wet every time Klaus.
Every time.
On screen, every time.
Just yeah. Every time. But, and that's a big but.
Ooh, ooh.
There were several issues that came up for me.
Oh, I'm really curious. Okay. Lay it on me.
Some of these things are going to be really general, and I'm sure you're not going to agree, but who cares what you think? So, no one cares. No one cares what I think either.
No one cares.
You love this season, right?
I really enjoyed it.
Everything about it?
Let's put it this way. I haven't thought of very specific reasons of stuff that I don't like, so... I'm guessing, like, because usually you need to have a trigger. You need to have something like, yeah, I really like the season, but this thing. Like, you can always find something, but I had no immediate triggers that annoyed me.
All right. So let's start with this. Let's start with number one, mm-hmm. Luther.
Luther.
This is just a general thing. He is such a fucking pussy. It's annoying. Like, I think they really played on it the second season that, like, he's so strong, he's so this, but every time he's on screen, he's like, it's just moping the entire time. I don't understand really the purpose of him except to just be another character. They don't even really talk about his relationship with, what is she, 6, 3, whatever. They don't even, like, go into it that much. It's just, like, sometimes they joke about him having sex with his sister or whatever the relationship was, but mostly it's just him moping and being a sad sack.
Which is what he was in the first season as well.
not in the same level. Here, I feel like they really like pushed it more. In the first one, there was like actually like reasons behind it. He was going through like all this like realizations of like his father sending to the moon for no fucking reason. Like it was fucked up.
Yeah. Here,
there's reason behind it. He's just sad.
Yeah, he's kind of like Cyclops after Jean Grey dies. He's just
this is so exactly.
Yeah.
There's just nothing.
They didn't have too much to do with him, but they also didn't give him all that much screen time or agency. Like, he was a wet towel.
he kept on
getting smacked, but he kind of always has been. I will say this.
Again, there was more purpose to him in the first season. There was more, even if it was false, there was still some agency. It was just him being sad. That was his purpose. And it was just like a waste of my screen time. This is such an interesting show and it can go in so many different ways that like, it was like, oh, again, him, like, why am I looking at him right now? This is wasting my time.
I think the only moments where
when he started dancing with number three. What the fuck?
I think the moments where he's utilized well in season two is when he's a bit of comic relief when he's with five.
Yeah.
And he's stupid by like in comparison. That I found hilarious.
That was nice.
They could have done more of
comic relief. Exactly. But instead they went the other route and the whole, the dance was so fucking pathetic. Like, why? Why are we watching this? And then they like turn into their younger, like fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't want any of that. And that again is you're buying time because you have nothing to put in here.
Yeah, I can see that. Luthor was definitely like the weak link.
He was the weak link and he was boring.
Yeah. And he always has been. So I had low expectations. I guess like for me, it was just continuation of what I already kind of felt about him. I'm like, which is, you're kind of like, meh. You're boring. Everybody treats you as boring. But
they gave him like opportunities to have something. Like he was working with this mob boss. He like punched through a wall. Like there was something there, but then it didn't go anywhere. Then he was just a little bit of comic relief sometimes.
Yeah, you're right. He could have definitely been more interesting. Like there were opportunities.
They didn't use him. They didn't use him. Redundant. Okay, so that's number one. Mm. Number two is Diego. Diego got fucking hot, first of all. Like, good for him. Everything about the asylum was, like, fun.
Wait. So, is it just me, or does Diego remind you of Tom Hardy a little bit?
Oh, a little bit. Yeah, totally.
Right?
Hot. Go good on. For yeah. them. Good yeah. casting. Now, his whole thing with Lila was a very, like, there were times where I was like, okay, yes and no, but Lila, I guess, is number eight, maybe? Right? Because she's like one of them. Again, there's this whole like sister brother thing going. They're really into incest of this show. But the whole thing there was very like their relationship. There were certain parts that I was like, yes. And obviously that storyline was like very, very important. But like certain things of like, she brought him to work there to go against the handler and then he fucked it. Like there's certain things that they either went too fast with or they didn't think through, I think, for that storyline. Like, why would she fucking... I don't know, just left him alone and like, why would she trust him that much? And then there were certain things that like, she didn't talk to him at all. She obviously knows who he is. She knows that he's like a nonconformist, basically. She's pushing him in to be like in an office. What the fuck are you thinking, girl? Like, what the hell are you talking about? She says she loves him.
She wanted him to be part of her troop. Like, he's a well-trained soldier, and this is my way of saving him. Like, she
and also going against the handler, which is like mommy issues and all that.
Right, but she also became less of an interesting. Again, I didn't have a specific problem.
She became way less interesting as the episodes like progressed, and then also like everything that happened at the end where she like. Took the suitcase and disappeared. Like, fuck you, go off.
Yeah,
like,
that I didn't mind that much. She was a lot more interesting when you thought that she was a crazy person. That's kind of
yes, she was so interesting. She was fun.
She was a lot more fun.
Go be crazy, girl.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't mind it. I didn't think it was like a huge weakness. But you're right. Like, he's there are things in that storyline that went a little too fast.
Too fast. And he was just getting over his, like, girlfriend slash they were engaged or what, like, the cop that died.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, so she doesn't matter? But like, see, it literally happened 2 seconds ago because of the time travel.
It happened 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. For him.
For him.
For him, it was a year ago, no?
Oh, for something like that. Like, that's...
But you know, still... I guess I'm fine. Okay, yeah. It takes a year. Fine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I feel like
he caused her death. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he felt so much guilt.
He's got all kinds of fucked up, and it's a year. Yeah, he has issues. Okay.
Fair enough.
He was in an asylum. I'm willing to give him that.
But that relationship, definitely, there were things that either went like too fast or too slow, and like.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. So him and Lila, I'm putting them kind of together. She like disappeared because it didn't feel true to her character also when she finally found out about the, like she would fucking kill the handler. There would be some more to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that.
Also the whole thing between her and Five that like she didn't kill, I don't know. There was like, I feel like there's something there that's not exactly true to her character, and Diego became kind of like a side piece, like a meathead a little bit at some point, and it's like he lost his agency, now he's just the boyfriend.
Yeah, I can see that. All right, acceptable. So that. Acceptable. Go on. Number three.
Number three, Allison. Fuck Allison. She is the most boring out of all of them. She never uses her fucking power. The second she uses it, she's like, I shouldn't be using it. I don't like who I am. Well, obviously, because like she has no sense of control whatsoever. At the most opportune times, she doesn't use it either. And like, she's just, I feel like they turn her power on and off according to whatever meets the story, which is ridiculous. And also like, you can do better. She just can do fucking better. And obviously, again, there's the dancing scene, which I'm offended by.
Like, the powers that did annoy me a little bit, because I'm like, all right.
Just use your power. The entire time I'm yelling at the TV, fucking rumor that motherfucker. Yeah. Like, enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Enough. It's not, yeah, exactly. Like, I'm with you on that. I don't know if that was unintentional, because she has a whole thing of like, oh, I just don't want to do it again. I want to
live a normal life. Yeah, I'm a moral person. And then they go on a shopping spree. You're such a moral person.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, Although they did keep it vague. Like, I basically saw it as like, well, they weren't allowed to buy in these stores to begin with. Now,
which is amazing.
She forced them to be able to buy. In my head, she still paid for the things. Like, I didn't think she was stealing it.
I don't know. They made that really vague. Not that it wouldn't be, I don't know. I'm like, go ahead and steal. Like, fuck it. Like, you can rumor the shit out of people.
Right, right. But in my head, I'm like, because of who she is and because of what they're trying to say, I'm guessing they didn't. Like, I'm guessing they still paid for this.
I'm fine. I also really appreciated that, like, they made it true to the times. Because obviously, it's the 50s. You can't go in, right? They had the whole, like, segregation and all that shit. Like, I thought that was really, really fucking interesting. Yeah. And again, there were certain things where it's like, you could just fucking use your rumor powers. Like, get out of this shit. Why do you have to make it so difficult?
Yeah, yeah. Like, she did make things
on purpose.
Difficult.
Literally, you can make things better for everybody. Easier, earlier.
Ah, but she
didn't do it on purpose.
She is also not really allowed to do it, because then you're fucking with the timeline super significantly. Like, they were all trying to stay away from having like really significant
as she's
changes.
Trying to be a revolutionary.
Yeah, but she was doing the revolution, like she was still tagging along, and she was still doing something that she already knew was happening. Like, she didn't do anything that was out of the ordinary, right?
Obviously they acknowledge it in the show anyway, that they're like, hey, you're doing this, you're doing that, everyone, whatever. But still, I just have so many issues with Allison. I think she's a bullshit character.
All right.
I don't like her. I also, like, there's so many things where it's like, she loves her kids so much, but then...
Yeah, they kind of forgot about that.
They like completely, they mention it like half-assed at the end or something. Like, whatever.
I kind of liked her story arc. I thought it was good, but the kid, there were things about it that weren't as tight as they could have been. Yeah.
She made me question a lot of shit. I don't like her.
Okay.
She's a gorgeous actress. I'll give her that. She looks beautiful in everything, in every hairstyle they gave her. So good for her. She, all right. She could be a good actress. I have a feeling that's more about the writing and not so much her.
Yeah, you did like the character. Yeah.
Like, I like her, just art. The character wasn't true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
All right.
Number four.
Number four, Klaus. Oh, I love, okay. Yes. I'm going to put him and Ben together for a moment, but Klaus is he's the fucking best.
They were the best.
Everything about him, he was so true to his character. Every part of the writing was like exactly what he would do. There were some things where he like cared a little bit less than needed, but other than that, like he's fucking beautiful. Like the whole thing with Ben taking over his body, fucking
that
hilarious.
Was great.
Like, listen, I loved it.
That actor did so fucking well in imitating Ben's like speech.
That beautiful
actor speech, that was fucking
and
incredible.
His like childlike wonder, oh my god, yeah. He's such a good actor.
Really,
I love him. I loved him in The Misfits. I fucking love him. I started following him on Instagram. I was like, yeah, love this guy. So nothing bad to say about Klaus.
Also, it has a cult, so I knew you would like that.
I've of course good for you making a cult, Klaus. That's like,
yeah,
it's not hard, but it's not easy. And the whole part where he's like, no, all of this is fucking fake, like trying, and it was lovely. But I would say about Ben, as much as like fucking hot character, I felt like they used him kind of like the alien loophole of like, I don't know what to do here, alien. We can't save fucking Vanya from herself, so we'll just send a ghost to go and like dissolve to save her. Like, fuck you.
Oh, so you felt like he was a deus ex machina for a lot of different
exactly
situations?
I was like they couldn't do anything else, so they're just gonna use the ghost.
I see. Okay.
And then they make a whole backstory as if he was afraid to go to the light. Like, come on. Come on.
All right, I can see that.
I felt like it was too easy. They like added something to make it more believable. It was like fine or whatever. But I didn't like that part. I don't know how close she and Ben were. I kind of love that he came back at the end. Oh, by the way, spoilers.
Oh, right. Right. If you've made it this far.
Then you probably saw the second season.
Probably.
Probably.
But here's a warning. There might be some spoilers.
There might be some more spoilers.
Maybe.
Like an addition. But yeah, I love that he came back for the fucking sparrow bullshit. Like, who knows what that's about? And I'm excited for that. Yeah, I'm still going to watch. Right. As much as I'm like having this rage fart, it was good.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're having Chipotle, you're bleeding out of your butthole, but you're like, it's still
you want another
good,
bite.
So I want another bite. Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't agree. Chipotle, fuck.
No, Chipotle sucks, but it's a South Park joke.
Taco
and I
Bell
it.
Taco Bell it instead.
Ew.
But yeah, Ben, I think they used him as a loophole. They didn't have an answer, so aliens, you know, whatever. Uh-huh. Ben, they did a little bit of that when, like, I love that they can have, what's his name, Klaus bring Ben into, like, the reality so he can, like, use his power. Like, I fucking love that shit.
Yeah.
That makes way more sense, but...
That's fun.
The whole opening was fucking brutal with the, like, him bringing the ghosts and her, like, rumoring shit and whatever. And also, I would say about everyone here that I think that it's fucking awesome. Lila can use other people's powers. Like, that's a cool fucking...
Yeah,
that's fucking
it is.
Awesome.
It is.
Yeah. So, right. And it explains... Anyway, okay. So that was 4 and 6. I'm going back to number 5.
Mm.
He is such a good fucking actor.
He
amazing.
Is.
Like...
Yeah.
Ingenious. But... The one thing that I didn't like, and this is not his fault, I think it's more the writing. I didn't like all this bullshit of like what happens when you get too close to yourself.
Oh, that like, whole sequence? Yeah, that was a little
clunky. Okay.
I had fun with it.
I thought it was corny. I think it was super corny. I liked the whole like, I don't trust you, but to add that like you get paranoia because you're too close to each
like
other and
steps.
You get itchy. Yeah,
you know what? I'm okay with it, but I feel
okay
like they should have... Like, if they established it earlier, that's a thing, or why do they never do that? That would have been better. Because then you just kind of accept it. Oh, you
yes.
can't have the solution. And they never addressed it, which...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's... You're right. Like, that could have...
It's just like, these things happen. Here's the things to look out for. They
right.
all fucking happen, and then they don't address it at all. And Luther's
yeah.
like... But I thought, and they're like, no, fuck you, Luther.
It's a little too late for the time travel rules now when you've done so much time travel.
Yeah.
Because it raises
exactly.
a lot of questions of like, wait, so why didn't you go back earlier and try to prevent this and try that? Yeah. So they could have just basically shoved that scene of like him explaining why he can't do something much, much earlier. And then you can always refer to that. Hey, don't you remember? I can't go and talk to myself because this might happen. Like, they could have solved that. Yeah, I get it. All right.
It was done badly, I think. But other than that, fucking Five is amazing. Five is he's such so a good actor.
Yeah.
And he seems like such a, like, he does act like a 40-year-old. Like, he's just so fucking good. And he's such a little shit. I love it. So we're down to, I'm also going to say the handler, amazing. Whoever did all the outfits for her, fucking genius. Like, totally. Beautiful. Amazing. Her whole bitch, she's such an evil bitch.
I'm so sad Hazel's dead.
Yeah, Hazel. Yeah.
Also because he's in Mindhunter. He plays our favorite serial killer.
Yeah. That's him?
That's him.
Holy shit.
Did you not recognize him? Come on.
I didn't recognize him at all.
Gigantic, big dude with that voice.
You can say that about a lot of people.
That's true. But yeah, it's him.
No, actually, you can't. That's fucking awesome. Okay, so Hazel, amazing. Too bad. Maybe he'll be back for the next one because who knows, time, all that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so Vanya.
Yeah, she's always a problem.
Vanya's a fucking... She's a problem. She's obviously always leading to the end of the earth. Like, she's fucking annoying. The whole relationship with this woman, I feel that that's something that she kind of pushed. Like, I know that she's very, very active in the queer community. And I don't know if it was pushed because it's her or she pushed it or something like that. But, like, I see how that could happen. In the 50s also, it's like so scandalous, all that shit. But like, I just felt like there was a lot of unnatural stuff there too. Like,
you didn't buy the progression of it. Like, it's not that the concept. Yeah.
You're literally going to like, fuck saving the world. Fuck everything. I love this woman and her child who's fucking annoying as shit. And like, the whole thing with the kid where she passes the power into him and then she knows to save him by just taking it. Like, what are you fucking talking about? That's some bullshit right there. It's just too easy. It's too stupid. Like, obviously also the kid still had some powers, which is like, whatever. I don't know what they're going to do with that even if they want to at all. But like, that was just, I think the whole, everything around her is just bullshit. She's an annoying character. I don't buy into like how, I just feel like she has a personality disorder or something. Cause she's she just does. It's too much too soon. It's too intense. Like, she has issues.
Yeah. She's again, I thought the story was interesting. And also, by the way, that what happens with the kid is probably part of the reason for like one of the big changes that led to the timeline changing. I'm pretty sure that's what they're implying there. And once again, she kind of fucked the timeline.
He fucks everything up.
Yeah.
No wonder he locked her in a vault.
And I get like that. That's a part that I had maybe a bit of a problem with. Like, I get that she was basically, you know, the dad treated her like he was afraid of her. So he treated her in a very specific way to try to suppress her in that way. And that created that result. At the same time, some of the choices she makes are, and it's very commonly done in a lot of media, where it's like, we have to save the world or everybody's dead. Yes, but these two people, they will be dead, you stupid fuck. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah, they're in the past, but you can save them. This is bigger than you. I feel like a lot of, here are the two things I'm gonna say. I feel like a lot of people fail, and a lot of writers also fall into this trap of just like, she's a superhero or she lived with superheroes. Like, if it's between saving the world that will save these people by default and also, but being kind of like, no, but I'm passionate about this and I gotta get them out of there. Like, you're gonna make the right choice. You're either gonna choose both at the same time, but you're not gonna sacrifice one for the other. It is way too dangerous. And you're talking about contaminating the timeline. Like, get the fuck out of there, right? This is bigger than you. This is the entire world.
Yeah.
At the same time, how many people in our reality fail in this? We are living right now in a nation where everybody's failing the marshmallow test. So I also go, I'm with you. It's believable, but you want to kind of, if these are your characters, that you want to set an example, I guess. Like, you want these characters to remain likable and relatable, and we should aspire.
Well,
to
she was never really likable. I understand why she's so like thirsty for fucking anyone to see her as like something special, the way that the first guy did.
I don't think she was likable. I think she was relatable.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. Fair enough. Anything
and
else?
And at that point, she did remember. She remembered that she ruined the world the first time. Like, don't you have enough guilt of that? Now you have to fuck it up again by saving some woman that, like, some farm people. Who cares?
Okay. All right. Anything else?
No, I think I'm done.
Okay.
Oh, and the dad was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a twist.
Oh, and by the way, now he's an alien?
That was what? Okay, so that's from the comic. Yeah, I actually knew that from the beginning because my girlfriend was reading the comic book after season one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of the big like reveals that at some point they had to address, because it's not one-to-one with the comic in terms of how things happen, but a lot of the details they are still treating as pillars that they get to work around. And yes, he is an alien.
Okay, always like, why been. Does that help me?
It's gonna matter. Because it explains a lot of also like how he knew certain things or why he does certain things and the whole track. Like, yes, that is a significant aspect of it. By the way, if you want a show that I think, like, I enjoyed this, but there is a show out there that's somewhat similar and does a similar thing, but better, watch Doom Patrol.
So tell me about Doom Patrol.
Ah, so it's based on a DC comic. The original comic came out even before X-Men, right? This is a really old property. And then X-Men got a lot bigger. But it's essentially a team of these, like, outcast... it's hard to call them superheroes. If you watch the show, you'll understand why. But it is essentially these, okay. Like... It's almost like the X-Men where they're, like, all kind of fucked up. They're like, B-list superheroes. And it is freaking insane. If you like shows like Preacher or The Boys, which I love, they manage to juggle a lot of really crazy shit. Like, they do genuinely sad moments, right? Alongside really surreal, super goofy, like insanely goofy. Like, Buffy has nothing on this shit. Like,
that
over
sounds
the
like
top.
Good writing.
Yeah, so it's like, from one second you're doing Evil Dead, and the other second, this is genuinely one of the saddest things you've seen this week. Like,
oh, that's fucking
really,
awesome.
It's got a lot of, so it feels a lot like Umbrella Academy in that it's doing a lot of the same kind of stuff, but it's got a lot more heart to it.
Aww.
Like, it also cool. goes a lot further with how both dark and how...
light?
They do more adult stuff all around. Like,
lots of sex.
No, not lots of sex.
I'm kidding.
Not lots of sex, but they're definitely more adult all around. Like, Umbrella Academy you can watch even while being a little bit younger. This one is very clearly, no, this is adult enough.
Oh, all
right. And they have a really fucking crazy cast. They have Brendan Fraser is making an awesome comeback.
What?
Yeah. He's one of the main characters. And it's great. Brendan fucking Fraser.
What?
Yeah.
How does he look?
So, that's the sad part. So, they do... No. They, yeah, first of all, the sad part of when you do see him, which is more in the first season and earlier on, only in flashbacks, major spoiler alert, but basically, he is Robot Man, so he loses his body. He's a robot, so he basically...
Yeah, you would have to CGI that shit out.
It's a person, right?
But he's I'm kidding, because he looked fucking terrible.
Yeah, he looks terrible. So they do show him, but it kind of works because of how they present him. So he looks awful, but they don't show him that often because he is Robot Man, because he's basically this Tin Man-looking motherfucker.
Aww,
so it's a guy in a suit.
Brendan Fraser, he used to be so hot.
I know! And they have Timothy Dalton is also in it.
Huh.
Yeah. No, it's a really...
What is this called again?
Doom Patrol.
Doom Patrol. Okay, then.
HBO Max, glowing recommendation. Season 2 just ended, and it's been, like, for me and my girlfriend, it's been kind of like we wait for it every week so that Saturday morning we could just sit down and watch it. It's out, like, a few days before, but, like, for us, this is the treat. It is really good. It's a lot of
fun.
It's insane.
All right, then.
Yeah. So if you are frustrated with all of these things, with Doom Patrol, you kind of don't get to, because they go so fucking over the top when they do that you're just like, logic doesn't fucking matter. Like, they have a whole thing about donkey farts and going into a portal in a donkey's ass in the first season. So,
well, that is already worth the watch.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
So they manage to do that alongside genuinely just heartwarming and sad moments, and it's kind of crazy how they manage to juggle the two, both in a really good, non-cynical way. It's great.
Okay, then.
Yeah, so there
well,
you go.
Well, I'm still going to be watching season 3 of Umbrella Academy. I'm waiting for that, but now I have something else to watch. Perfect. No,
and you're right. This was a good summary of all of the flaws that are in it. I still
enjoyed it.
Good points, Crunch. Good on you.
Thank you. And I was still yelling at the TV, which just makes it more fun.
Yeah,
you do that usually because, yell at the TV, but yeah, even if it's off.
You're a 90-year-old grandma. That's fine.
I am.
Yeah. You should really do something about that. Anyway, thank you for joining our Rage Farts.
Yep.
This was excellent.
This was Crunch.
And this is Stool. And we will see you
next time.